In response to rising rents and housing prices across the city, a coalition of Indianapolis organizations has begun to look for unconventional ways to bring down housing costs. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, one of those potential solutions is something called a community land trust, which supporters say could keep housing units affordable indefinitely.
Cheryl Lake is opening the metal gate to her family's home in the Watson McCord neighborhood north of downtown Indianapolis. Once she gets it open, she can't quite get it shut again. A portico with Greek-style columns leads into a two-story brick building where Lake is staying with her daughter, grandmother, and two aunts. Just a few months ago, Lake was staying in the Lawrence Township area and saw her rent go up $300. She says she's increasingly feeling priced out of the city.
I can't afford it. I'm not going to say barely. I can't. Not alone. Like, even just to get a two-bedroom apartment with me and my daughter, I'm looking at $1,400 or better. And
Lake can't keep up with rising rents, but she also can't afford to buy a house. And Lake isn't alone in struggling. Recent reports found that in 2022, the Indianapolis metro area had the largest rental price increase in the country. A coalition of Indianapolis organizations has been looking for a variety of solutions to keep the city more affordable. One proposal is a community land trust. In a land trust, housing is often under the control of a community nonprofit, which uses agreements with buyers to keep home values below market rate.
Hello, Russell. We have a guest.
Members of the Kepra Institute are holding one of their morning meetings at a communal living space on the city's north side. They meet around cups of coffee in a lived-in community room. Alvin Sangsawangal, who works with the Institute, has helped lead the nonprofit's push to create a citywide community land trust. He says houses are also a way to accrue wealth.
Really, housing and real estate is really an investment vehicle. The idea that just like stocks, everything needs to always be constantly appreciating.
Sangsawangal acknowledges that community land trusts can create a trade-off, allowing poorer families to own homes, but also reducing the money that they can accrue in a property over time. But, he says, that trade-off is worth
it. So it's not just about providing affordable housing for us, but that is a building block for building community.
What's making the community land trust model in Indianapolis more than an interesting philosophical project is that the city's leaders have, so far, bought into the idea. In early 2022, Indianapolis announced a $56 million anti-displacement agenda, which put a little over $1 million towards developing a community land trust. Jeff Bennett is the senior policy advisor for the Indianapolis mayor's office. A recent report from the research group Savvy showed that the city is short over 30,000 housing units for extremely low-income households.
Fact of the matter is that number is just... it's a daunting one.
Most affordable housing projects have a limited lifespan. Housing complexes that use federal subsidies, for instance, have a period of mandated affordability that only lasts about 15 years before units can be sold at market rate. Land trusts, by contrast, can stay affordable indefinitely.
It's a missing piece. It's one that we've never had at our disposal before.
At her grandmother's house in Indianapolis, Cheryl Lake says she understands that the city's adoption of a project like a community land trust is in its infancy, but she's still heartened by what could be.
That's definitely something to look forward to. Even if it's small, like helping one person or two or three is better than none.
The Indianapolis Community Land Trust is estimated to launch sometime at the end of 2023. I'm Ben Thorpe, WFYI News.